In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend everybody go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Especially important now as it's getting dark. Why is that? Because the FCC requires AM stations to power down when it's dark, in other words, early during the winter, because of issues with the sun's rays not being there at night, because that's why it's dark. 92 FM, the FM signal is different in terms of physics, but all of them will benefit in range and clarity if you use the app. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You asked for it. Many of you asked for it. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing stations broadcasting all the time, attacking our democracy, lying about our elections, saying there were problems, sticking up for Trump, that kind of thing. You want a voice that stands up to that very loud, very clear. That's Devil Radio. So thank you very much for asking for it. Click on it. See how you can support Devil Radio. Well, an amazing disclosure. This book by Jonathan Carl that came out. He is the chief Washington correspondent, White House correspondent too, in a sense, for ABC News, respected journalist. And he reports in his book that when the insurrection occurred on January 6th, now remember something, when it occurred on January 6th, Trump had 14 more days to be president. From January 6th to January 20th. At noon on January 20th, the powers of the presidency passed to Joe Biden. And that's why Trump on the morning, believe it or not, on the morning of January 20th, the scoundrel, because he was still president for three more hours, commandeered Air Force One and had himself flown to Mar-a-Lago. So there'd be pomp and ceremony and people saluting him and blah, blah, blah. And then they dumped him in Mar-a-Lago. And then on January 20 at noon, he no longer had access to Air Force One. By the way, Air Force One isn't not one plane. Air Force One is any plane the president is on. So if he flew commercial from LaGuardia to Chicago, that's Air Force One. He wouldn't do that, obviously, because of security. If he's on a helicopter, it's Helicopter One. There's a lot of different planes. I shouldn't say a lot, a number of them, that are hooked up to be with the communications and the security to qualify as Air Force One. When the vice president flies, it's Air Force Two, whatever she's on. Whatever she's on. If she's on a helicopter, it's a Helicopter Two. So anyway, but January 6th, everybody knew that Trump had 14 more days. One of the problems with presidential succession is that a president may lose the election in November and yet continue to serve to the middle of January. Now, if you have somebody who is sane, who's not emotionally disturbed, not a sociopath, not a thief, that can be fine. They'll frequently consult with the incoming, make sure that there's a transition. Here, there was not a normal transition. Trump fired people in the Defense Department, in justice, who he thought would not corrupt the election, his claims of fraud, and put in sycophants and hacks, seated the government with them. And the concern was, what if he does something extraordinary and dangerous in that 2.5 months and then just says, well, I'm going to stay on for a while to keep an eye on things. Back when Nixon finally resigned in 1974, Nixon resigned. At the end, he went nuts and he walked through the White House and stood beneath oil paintings of prior presidents, Andrew Jackson, George Washington, crying and begging them for advice. He did that. And Henry Kissinger, his Secretary of State, he summoned him over and forced him to kneel down. And the two of them prayed for Nixon. And people were afraid that he would launch a nuclear weapon. So what happened was James Schlesinger, his Secretary of Defense, put out word to the Joint Chiefs of Staff that if they got an order from the president to launch a nuclear weapon, they were to disobey it until they had James Schlesinger's approval. That was not constitutional, but that was absolutely correct. Nixon, as it turned out, just was ousted from office, pardoned by Gerald Ford, and that was that. But with Trump, and what if he did do something like that? The good thing is that General Milley has said that if there's a launch of a nuclear weapon, it is not just the president. It has to originate with the president. But there is a chain, obviously the Joint Chiefs of Staff, their logistics about it. How do you communicate it to the submarine commanders? How do you communicate it to our bombers and our ICBM crews? And it's grisly, and I'm not going to get into all that, but it's not as simple as you may think. However, Trump's cabinet was very concerned. So believe it or not, Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, and Crooked Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, talked about invoking the 25th Amendment after the January 6th insurrection to remove Trump. The 25th Amendment was passed after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, when people were concerned that you might have an impaired president if he survived in a bad state, or that there may be some controversy after that. And you wanted to have some agency able to remove a president. And so the cabinet by majority vote can do it, could do it anytime. The House of Representatives can do it too, but to get a majority there for something like that would be time consuming and extraordinarily difficult. Now, I'm no fan of Steve Mnuchin. Steve Mnuchin is the guy who, when he filled out his financial disclosure to be confirmed for Secretary of Treasury, left something out. Somebody on a committee raised his hand and said, Mr. Mnuchin, you own $100 million interest in this bank that's very controversial, that forecloses on poor people, don't you? Mnuchin hit his head and said, my gosh, I forgot about that. Now, let me tell you something. $100 million, you know, Bill Gates doesn't forget about $100 million. Jeff Bezos doesn't forget about $100 million. They may go, that's chump change. That's folding money. They're not going to forget about $100 million. And Steve Mnuchin ain't Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates. He knew very well what he was doing. He concealed it and he got in anyway. Crooked Mike Pompeo knew exactly what Trump was up to in Ukraine and ignored it or condoned it. The clown is now apparently thinking he's going to run for president. I can't believe that. Not Mnuchin, Crooked Mike Pompeo. But for them to talk about invoking the 25th Amendment, to me, shows how deeply people in his own cabinet and his closest people knew that Trump was nuts and very dangerous. And Corey Lewandowski, this is another disclosure, said that the night that Trump lost, November 3rd, as the returns came in, he knew he lost, he said, I lost, I know I've lost. And then Lewandowski was his campaign manager in 2016. Lewandowski is the guy who punched a reporter at one of Trump's rallies. Lewandowski is a bad guy. But Lewandowski said Trump knows he lost, and the reason that he keeps lying and saying that there was fraud is so he can say he didn't lose. And then, unfortunately, it got currency among the Trump wing. And there's a portion of the Republican Party that thinks somehow there was something wrong with the election, which there was not. So there you have it. The 25th Amendment, there were some people who Pence was accused by Trump. And one reason why he may have been pleased that the crowd was shouting, hang Mike Pence, was Pence talked about the 25th Amendment with some cabinet people fairly early on. When it became clear, and not just that Trump was a crooked businessman, because there's plenty of them in the Republican donor base, but other than being a crooked businessman, he was servile to the Russians. he was being blackmailed and bribed by the Russians, and that he was a threat to our country. Some of that cabinet talked about the 25th Amendment early in his presidency, but he replaced a lot of them. He's sort of like a guy like Xi of China or Putin. When they sniff out disloyalty, that's it. Now, Xi and Putin, the guy's going to end up dead. With the guys here, Trump axed them, and he kept putting in sycophants and more sycophants, more bootlickers. So for the Republican Party now, and then Mike Pompeo, when this just came out, denied it. Oh, no, I have no recollection of that. Oh, really? I have no recollection of that. If you had advocated removing the president involuntarily in the 25th Amendment less than a year ago, you might remember that, don't you think? I mean, I'd remember it, at least remember it. But lying Mike Pompeo, crooked Mike Pompeo, I'm just surprised that crooked William Barr wasn't in on this. But Pompeo, well, I know why he wasn't in that, because he resigned before that. He knew what was coming. Before January 6th, he resigned. Trump's people knew that he's as crooked as a dog's hind leg, and he was a threat, and he had to get out of there. And then they ultimately decided that for the 14 days before the law threw him out, it was sufficient just to keep a sharp eye on the rascal. So there you have it. That is what happened. I'll tell you what, this lie, you know, the way they're keeping their people under control, they lie about fraud in the election, but it's not just that. It's not just that. They'll lie about the vaccines. You know, they'll say, oh, use ivermectin or use this or use that. They've all been vaccinated. Tucker Carlson's been vaccinated. Sean Hannity's been vaccinated. Trump's been vaccinated. They've all been vaccinated. How bad is that to get up among people who are gullible and naive and listen to you and say, don't get vaccinated or be careful? It may be dangerous. And they do not say that they are vaccinated. And they do not say that they knew that Trump is a fraud and he knew that he lost. This is what's going on. We're going to break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.